Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Karata Krishna Padam Sahagana Bhavata Sri Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare I'm supposed to speak to the youth. So you're all youth. If you think you're a youth, you're in Maya. It's just another phase of time, that's all. Today you're a youth, tomorrow you're old, and then after that you're dead. And then you're a baby, and then you're a youth, and then you're old, and then you're dead. And it goes on like this. It's just another phase of Maya. Thinking that I'm a youth. But the advertising in the modern age is geared a lot toward the youth, isn't it? So you can buy all the stupid things they want you to buy and work hard to get that. But it's meaningless. Ultimately, it's meaningless. By the time you get used to being a youth, you're already older. And if you get used to that, then you're older again. This body, what is this body? It's a bag of bones with all nasty things inside. When it's young, it looks somewhat attractive. I don't know if this particular body ever looked very attractive, but when you get old and then gradually it's just worn out. Just like in the advertisements, they show young people, right? They don't show older people. Old young looks attractive, but old is not attractive. But young body, what? It's the same mess inside. Old body, young body, it's the same mess. Blood, mucus, bones. So to think I'm a youth, that is in itself a mistaken way of thinking. Now, yeah, this body that I'm presently suffering in is 58 years old, and it's another trick of Maya that you still feel young mentally, in the sense that you want to do this, you want to go so many things, but the body just doesn't cooperate anymore. Gets worn out, starts to get sick and old, and it's another feature of Maya is that people don't think it will happen to me. You just can't imagine what it's like to be the body, to be worn out. You can't run up the stairs anymore. But it comes like that. Not only you can't run up the stairs, but all kinds of sickness, one after the other. That's one great thing. I mean, even from the point of view of personal happiness, Krishna consciousness is great. If you know you're not the body, it's great. Because the body is the cause of so much suffering and disappointment. I think especially for the girls, they're young, and especially women, it's put so much emphasis on how they're going to be beautiful and all this. But maybe by the age of late 20s, the lines start to come on the face. And then they have to put more of this, what's that, face cream or something, and wish it would go away, but it doesn't go away, it gets bigger. And all that attractiveness of youth just goes away. There's a very unkind saying in English for an old woman, they call it old bag. You still say that in England? And Sandy Pannyman is from England, he knows. I don't know England. When were you born?
93.
So I was already out of England by that time. Well, I was 16 years prior to that, I left England. So I'm out of touch with the culture. But that's the kind of unkind thing. At least in India, there's respect for older people. And there's still, mostly among the parents and children, there's some good affection. Still. But in the West, you still have affection for your parents. They're devotees. But mostly the young people, I don't see. They're just, they get out of the house by the age of 18, something like that. They're gone, right? Myself also, I left home at the age of 18. I didn't even tell my father I was going. I didn't say where I was going, I just left. And then a few months later, I came back and said, I'm joining the Hare Krishna movement. Krishna's mercy. So, yeah, that is, if at all youth has any meaning, it's time to start life in the proper way. You must have heard all this before. Well, hear it again. In youth, there's enthusiasm, but tends to be foolishness also. Anyway, foolishness is there in everyone. The whole human life is one of foolishness. What is that saying, Rishabhya? Parabhavastavadabodhajatayavannajinyasataatmatatnam. As long as we don't look into what's the meaning of life, who am I, then our whole endeavor is all simply defeated. Everything is spoiled. So mostly people, they don't look into this. They may be saying, I'm a Hindu, I'm a Muslim, but no one thinks actually what is the real purpose of life, who am I? So you got that opportunity. Good for you. Congratulations. So you have to take it. Have to take it up. Actually, why don't you say a few words about what you're doing? That might be more interesting. Being a youth, Hare Krishna youth, from England. What a great country. Oh! At least they make propaganda like that, right? There's still people think England's a great country, although most of the people are living below the poverty level, and the only thing they seem to be good at is bombing other people's countries. That's the main thing. Come up and tell us about yourself. Sandipani Muni Das, from England, who's now joining an international team, has actually joined them, which goes to different places in the world, 1 month at a time, and does Harinam Sankirtan to spread the holy name all over the world. So recently you were in Australia, Fiji, Hong Kong. Before Australia, where were you?
Mexico.
And then before that, United States? America. How long were you in America?
A month as well.
A month also. In America, people like our Harinam, isn't it? I think in Mexico also.
Mexico, right.
They really like it, yeah. Australia, people like it also. Everywhere. Everywhere people like it. So tell us something about yourself, about your experiences in Krishna consciousness. You can also do that if you like. You can go and join that group. Go around the world. I think it's for boys only, huh? Okay. You didn't get a girls' world Sankirtan group yet. Okay. You on the mic? One thing is, I have to go fairly soon, so. But you can, there's more than one car going, so you can speak more if you want. And I'll go. I have to go to Sharjah now, leave about 5 o'clock. But you can speak more. I think that's interesting to you, isn't it? You'd like to hear what Sandeep Aninoni has to say about his worldwide experiences of chanting Hare Krishna in different parts of the world? You must have been on Harinam Sankirtan in different parts of the world also?
Few places.
Where?
Not traveling as such, but very
visible. So wherever you were, you were in England,
in
Canada.
Belgium, Radadesh.
Canada you went also?
Yes, ma'am. Canada also.
So you joined the devotees on Harinam different times, eh?
Sometimes, yes.
Did you go in Belgium on Harinam also?
Yes, ma'am.
Where?
Distribution. Belgium, Brussels. In Bruges.
Bruges, and it's the third city of Belgium, I think.
Yes,
third biggest city. And where in England?
In England and there.
Oh, you didn't go. That's,
my brother.
Yeah, I saw you there in. Where are we going? I saw you in Manchester.
Yes, ma'am.
You were there.
Yes.
We were there on the Rathiatra there. Yes. So, how is that you're finding? Everywhere people like it, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, good response.
Very attractive.
Okay. So there's something. When you get time and possibility, maybe when you finish your studies before you get into the rat race, you could, or maybe sometime in the summer, 6 weeks, you could go and find out where our devotees are and just ask your parents for a few thousand dirham to pay plane tickets and go and join the Hari Nam Party. You could give your email and everything, and that would be something spiritually educational for you. Okay, over to you. I listen also for 10 minutes. Put some asan, because the floor's a little cold.
No,
it's
awesome.
Do a lot of exciting festivals in England also, right? All the year. You've been doing that for about, what, 3 years now? There's a festival program in England, which throughout much of the year they go to different towns and different public festivals, and they join it and do Harinam and dramas and puppet shows. So that's... He's been doing that for the last 3 years. Did you ever finish your studies? You did?
Finish
university. Okay. Please, your mother wanted you to do that. So you did that. Okay. Then go on. Otherwise, just speak loudly. It's not such a big deal.
This Bond speaking. So since September, I've been traveling.
I think this is hopeless. Just take that away. Speak loud.
Since
September, I've been traveling with the Harinam Ruchi Sankirtan Party. I met them in Europe few years ago. At that time I was still studying in university in England, and I had a desire to travel with them even since that time, but due to family commitments I couldn't just drop out of university. So I waited and I finished university last May, so then after the summer I joined the party. So I've learned a lot of things on this party. Because we've been to, I think, maybe 8 or 9 countries so far in the last 8 months. And especially because when we're young, we have a lot of energy, and we have a lot of enthusiasm, and we have a more revolutionary spirit. When I was in school, many of my friends, they were into different kinds of music, which related to...
You were going to Kami school, right?
Yeah.
Regular Kami school. Yeah.
They had different beliefs. Some rock bands believe this, someone believes in this theory, someone believes in science.
Some of the rock bands promoted science also.
Mm.
Really?
Many of
was
them.
That the time when the punk rockers, that was big? Was that after...
Just finishing.
Because they had that famous song, Meat is Murder.
Mm.
So they had some good things also. Mm. Yeah. Mm. You know that song? I only heard the title. You ever heard that song? Meat is Murder? That became a very famous song.
It's by a band called The Smiths.
Is it?
In
okay.
English. So anyway, generally when you're young, you're still trying to understand the world. You're still trying to figure out what's your place in the world. So it's very important that we take to spiritual life seriously when we're young, because if we don't take when we're young, it's much less likely when we're older we'll have the same enthusiasm, the same inquisitiveness, the same energy to take up spiritual life. So I was fortunate to be born in Hare Krishna movement. So it's a little bit easier to aspire to become a devotee if you're in that situation. And also I was fortunate that I wasn't too much affected by bad association at school, because there was a strong
devotee youth in London. So it's very important for all of you also
to keep together.
I don't know what it's like in Dubai, but in the UK many of the youth there, maybe from age 13, 14, drinking, smoking, looking at pornography, so many things.
Drugs.
So.
Sex.
Probably everything. Most
of them by the age 16, they've already tried everything. They've broken all the ranks before age 16 in the UK. Dubai is probably almost definitely not so much like that, because it's a Muslim country. But still, even things like computer games, movies, these things also can affect our consciousness. So slowly, slowly, we have to try to realign our life in such a way that all the time we're spending is more in Krishna consciousness. And for me also, because when you're young, you want something fun, something energetic. So I started helping in the festival program in the UK.
Explain a little bit about that.
It was started by Tribhuvanath Prabhu, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And basically it involves lots of Harinam and promoting indoor festivals in town halls, theatres, to bring new people to Krishna consciousness. And we also go to music festivals, rock festivals, where often half of the people, they're on drugs, they're drunk, and we distribute prasadam and do kirtan.
And they really like it.
Yes, yeah, they like it a lot in the UK. And Rath Yatras. So you also, you can't exactly do the same thing here in Dubai, but if you can make some energetic programs and bring your friends. Because even in the festival program, we've made a few devotees just by bringing our friends and engaging them in Harinam, even if they don't fully understand what they're doing, and slowly, slowly they become purified by giving them prasad. If they're inquisitive, you can preach to them. But many of the English youth, they're not very philosophically inclined, at least some of them. So you can also try to do a similar thing, which is legal in Dubai. Indoor, I guess.
Yeah, there are a lot of indoor festivals here throughout. All the festivals are indoor.
Only indoor, allowed.
Yeah. But, you have youth festivals also?
And also, at least from what I experienced, if you take up spiritual life when you're more younger, you have a lot more time to read Srila Prabhupada's books, because you're probably not working and you don't have a family and all these things. You have more time to visit the dhams, even to travel to different ISKCON temples, to meet many gurus, many senior devotees, and get their association. So when you're young, even if you're studying, you still have a lot more free time than if you're working. I was only going to university 3 days a week, and the other days I wouldn't be at home sleeping. I always make sure I'd be either on Harinam or helping in the temple, something like this. That way all your time is engaged as much as possible. And especially many of the youth here, you look quite intelligent, quite sincere, so you can also consider trying some time in the ashram. I also spent time in the ashram, but I've also been traveling. So if you spend more time in the ashram, you may be inspired to take up full time as a brahmacharini, depending on what your situation is.
They have brahmacharis in the West, not in India. It's still the culture doesn't allow it.
So especially for the boys, then.
No, but the girls can get the same benefit. Mm. Shastra says that. They get the same benefit if they serve the husband.
Mm.
Like that. It's different approach, but same benefit.
Yeah, culturally, for the women, because the material world is not such a friendly place, it's always more suitable for them to be under protection, either of the father, or the husband, or brothers. But even my sisters, the same women. We keep them well protected.
You have how many sisters?
Two sisters.
And you're the only son, is it?
Middle
son. You're in between them. Yeah, some of the devotees here, they're also from childhood, their parents are devotees. There's Pandarik, Chiranjeev, and Rinkesh. Rohan from a young age also. And others have come in later also. So.
And also, when you are young, you have a lot more strength and energy for preaching, because Prabhupada said that this movement has to spread all over the world. So, especially when we're young, if we can pick up this revolutionary mood of preaching, distributing Prabhupada's books, distributing the holy name in public as much as possible, according to the country, and distributing prasadam, different other preaching programs. So even if some of you leave Dubai, there's so many opportunities around the world for preaching, especially in India.
It's a good idea, actually, before you get into the whole grind of working, to spend 1 year just chanting Hare Krishna and being happy. Because there's no comparison. And living in the ashram and having day in, day out Krishna consciousness, day after day after day, the kind of absorption you get, you'll never get that if you're doing the congregational approach, where you're just, you wake up in the morning and then you go to Mangalarti and then all day you're doing, and then you go to sleep at night and all day, nothing but Krishna consciousness, day after day after day. It's such a different experience. You just had that, right? Last 6 months, Patita Pavan. It's quite a difference from being, when your attention is shifted either to work or to study, and then you have some Krishna consciousness and then work, and you're trying to squeeze in Krishna consciousness in between your work. But when you've got nothing else to do but Krishna consciousness, it's also very intense, maybe more so. But it's full absorption, and it really makes a difference. Okay, well, Hare Krishna. I have to move on, talking about busy life. Busy Fridays here. Yeah, I should go. I have a program in Sharjah, and then come back and another one in Dubai. So, Hare Krishna. If you want to keep in contact, take the email. What do they do now? It's Facebook or the email, is it now? Find out.
Books are not coming.
Okay, announce.
No, they're not yet coming, Maharaj.
Oh, they didn't come.
Yeah.
Just now coming. Famous words. So, what do you want to do? You want to wait for them to come? But I won't wait. I have to go. Yeah, you can show the books afterwards. Yeah. And then follow us to Sharjah. Actually, Ajman we're going to. Way, way at the end. All the way through Sharjah to Ajman. Ajman, there are different emirates, and they all have their different rules, like different states in America. So it's all Muslims, so alcohol is forbidden. In United Emirates, except in Ajman. So, so all the Emirati people go there to buy their alcohol. So that in Gujarat also. Gujarat, the alcohol sale is forbidden, but it's allowed in Daman, which is borders, and so all the Gujaratis go there and they... all for show. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Person was supposed to come, but Pindira
does not come. Oh. Who's coming? Jashodanandan's person?
No, the person from Ashman would come, so that he shows the way.
Oh, so we're going to be late. Oh. Hare Krishna. Every time, must be late. It's a strict rule. It's the only part of Indian culture that Indians aren't giving up. Nothing's on time. If we say something's going to happen at 5 o'clock, it means any time after 5 o'clock. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes, please.
What aspect of brahmachari training that when we learn will stick with us or will help us even in all the ashrams throughout? What are the important...
Brahmachari training, what aspect? Well, the whole experience of what will help you in future. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it's described as brahmachari. Brahmachari guru kule basam danto guru hitam. Dasavan acharam nicho guru sudrira sohridam. This states that the brahmachari lives in the gurukul, lives in the place of the guru. Generally when we think about a gurukul, we think about a school, but it's really very different from a school. It's the place where you're under the direct shelter and guidance and submission to the guru. So it's very intense. Brahmachari gurukul, he has to live there. It's not a day school. So 24 hours of that. And self-control, controlling the senses, that's the first item mentioned. Unless we control our senses, our life is hell. It doesn't matter we're in what situation we're in. We're just dragged around by our senses. We become manipulable by the cold consumer society wants you to be an idiot that works hard to make money to buy the useless things that they want to sell you. But if we control the mind and senses, then we're not a victim. Otherwise, we're victims of the society. Just like we see everywhere these billboards advertising this and that, but it doesn't affect, at least me, not at all, not even slightly, because I'm just not going to buy anything that they have to sell. It's just not in my mind. It won't happen. So that saves you from being tortured by all these desires. I have to have this, I have to have that, I have to have a big house, I have to have a big car, I have to have this, unending. So if we can control the senses, that is the beginning of spiritual life, and without that it's simply torture. So brahmachari training is, that's the first item mentioned. So that will help us tremendously. We can't imagine what a great difference it makes. People who don't live in the consumeristic society, they're so much more happy than people who do. The idea is that you'll become happy. The propaganda is that you'll be happy by buying more and more things, but just the opposite is true. Sri Lanka, I'm going there sometimes, and it's not developed in the same way that India is, and people are much more simple, and they encourage religion, they don't discourage it as in India. From the government side, they encourage it. And mostly, all the young people, unlike India, they don't have cell phones and internet and all that. They're much happier, actually much happier. It's visible in their faces. And when we do programs, they're all enthusiastically joining us in chanting Hare Krishna. We're going to go to Sri Lanka sometime. Very nice, right? Very nice programs. And even big leaders, they appreciate it. They understand this is something valuable. So yeah, if you, I always recommend that. I'm not so unrealistic as to expect every young man to be a lifelong brahmachari. It'd be a nice idea, but it's unrealistic. But I always recommend, take 1 year out. Live as a brahmachari for 1 year, or at least 6 months, or at least 3 months. A year is better. Or 2 years. I remember that just when I was, before joining this movement, there was a young man on, living on the other side of the road who was well known to my, one of my sister's boyfriend. So he qualified for Oxford University, he was good in studies. But he didn't go directly. He took 1 year to do voluntary service in Africa. And they like that if you do that in Oxford University, all these universities. It's a good idea. It's good life experience and also some idea to help the people like that. So he spent 1 year in Africa, and then at the age of 19, 1 year later, he went to the university. So it's real life experience to join the Brahmachari Ashram. There's no mother there to clean up all the mess you make, and you have to become responsible, even materially. If you travel, just like you're traveling around, you have to materially be together, right? Organizing festivals, and you interact with all the local officials and the police and everything. What a different story it is in England now. With the police, when I was there, we were in the 1970s, they'd always be chasing us, harassing us, arresting us, and now they're cooperating with us. And quite different. Okay, so show the books. And did our Ajmani
devotee? Yes, come as well.
Okay, so in the meantime, I'll just change my clothes because I really want to get moving. You have to go there, do a program, come back, do another program, and so on.
Hey, Maharaj Ki.
Yeah.